This is where it happened. This is where it all went down. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. Hey, so a couple of months ago, we were eating here at the Taco Bell with some friends of ours. And Lindley, my four-year-old, had kind of been acting like she didn't feel that great that day. But, you know, I mean, she was tired. School was going on. You know, she was worn out from the first several weeks of school, so we didn't really think anything of it. So we were in Taco Bell eating, and she's sitting there, and she looks at me and she says, "Daddy, my belly hurts." And I said, "Okay, baby, well, maybe you're hungry." And she looks at me again, she says, the words that no parent wants to hear when you're in a restaurant, "I think I'm gonna throw up." And I grabbed her and we ran for the bathroom, and we didn't quite make it to the bathroom right here in Taco Bell. And so I would imagine that if I were to walk into Taco Bell right now, they probably would all run and try to clock out real fast so they wouldn't be working while I was in there, because they have all probably have some PTSD from my last visit in there. Bottom line, you can't schedule things like that, right? You don't schedule your four-year-old getting sick at her stomach in a fast food restaurant. You just don't. Because if you were going to schedule that, we would have just stayed home, right? Some things you just can't schedule. That's called life. Peter wrote these words in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. He said, "To sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts and always be ready to give an answer to those who ask for the hope that is in you." You can't schedule every gospel conversation that you're going to have. And that's why you have to set aside Christ as Lord in your heart. And so when those opportunities arise, and they will, if you sanctify Christ as Lord in your heart, when those opportunities arise, you're ready. Because if Christ is Lord in your heart, people are going to see that you've got a hope that is bigger than the circumstances of your life. And they're going to begin to ask where that hope came from. And you better be ready to tell them. Because you can't schedule those opportunities. They're just going to come up. Oh, maybe that wasn't the best choice of words. Hey, thank you for joining me today. Thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate you joining me for this tailgate talk. As I've said before, you never can tell. We're going to drop the tailgate and have a chat. Can you do me a favor? And right below this video, there's a share button. Can you click that share button and share this video with all of your friends on your social media feed? That helps us get the word out about Tailgate Talks, but it also helps us get the word out about this incredible ministry called LifeWord. LifeWord is sharing the gospel of Jesus all around the world with people who don't yet know who He is. And we're making the name of Jesus famous in places where He's not yet known. So help us by sharing this video and all the other videos you see on LifeWord.org and on the LifeWord Cloud. Thank you so much for joining me today on the tailgate. Join me next time, because like I said, you never know where we'll drop this tailgate and have a chat. Until then, I'm going to save you a seat right here. I love you, and we'll see you next time on a Tailgate Talk.